So thank you for stopping by and tuning in to Click.
I always take me a sip. I don't know why.
We are your hosts.
I'm Cam.
And I am Kay. Hey. So if this is your first time stopping by, welcome. You'll love it here. Thank you for choosing to come and sip with us. Sip and chat. Okay. So just so you know, just a little quick, you know, who we are and what we're about. We are a couple of sister friends. We are filmmakers. We are podcasters. We are creatives.
All things creative.
Yes. In our podcast, our Sip and Chat edition that airs on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. We just talk about some of everything. Yes. We talk about all the things. We talk about grown people-ish.
Love life.
Because we are hella grown.
Music. Okay? Fam.
So we talk about those type of things.
Everything.
So go ahead and hit that like, comment, and subscribe. And just so you know, we have a new feature that you heard at the top of the show. And that's the Speak Pipe. So again, it's a service where you can just leave your message.
We want to hear your voice
or whatever. You can just let us leave us a message. And again, that's speakpipe.com/Cam and Kay. And you can be taken directly to it from our description on our YouTube page.
Yes.
All right. So y'all, I saw One Love, the Bob Marley story earlier today, and I'm just like in a very islandy. I love Bob Marley. Like his record Exodus, because Time magazine, I think it was Time, that's what they said, named it as like best record of the 20th century.
Well, what he stood for was awesome. Mm-hmm. How he wanted to just be loving, and he took his creativity, he took his life, he took his passion, and he shared it with others. And you know, a lot of times we think that the things that we think of and how we feel and how we express ourselves doesn't matter, but he is a true example of showing that when you are passionate about something and something is put down in your spirit, that you are to share it and mm-hmm. that you are to express yourself. And he did that. And then doing that, he created One Love, created the movement, and he not only changed his own life, but he changed the world.
Yeah, because that one of my favorite Bob Marley's is No Woman, No Cry, of course. Mm-hmm. But I love, and it's so like prophetic and it's so encouraging. Don't you worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. I'm like, don't you worry about a thing.
It's very, I loved his voice. I loved his style. And the guy they had playing him in that movie was fine.
Kingsley?
Yes. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm going to see it. And I love Bob Marley. But when I saw him, I was like, yes.
Oh, he did his thing. I'm like, is he half Jamaican? Because he he had the accent down pat. And once she sees it, we're going to give our review on it. So, you'll hear more about that.
Because he was fine.
Yes. He is fine now. He is fine. Oh, Kingsley. Kingsley. So, if you're new here, what we do on our Sip and Chats, again, it airs on Thursday, maybe Fridays. And our Clink with Cam and Kay recap show, it airs on Tuesdays. So we just had that. So you can just go and look at that. Even if you don't watch the show, our banter, our commentary is so entertaining.
Double your fun twice a week.
So we start off with questions, icebreaker questions, so you guys can get to know us a little bit better, and we can get to know each other better as friends too. So it's I have a question generator.
So she's going to get to that question right now.
Yes.
And the question is,
I like these are fun. So if you could play a prank on any historical figure, who would you pick and what prank would you do?
Oh, you go first with that one. A historical figure.
So I would probably historical figure. I would probably play a prank on y'all. Don't write in. Don't write me. Don't at me. I would play a prank on Martin Luther King, and it would be like a cheater style.
Ooh, exposing him and his many.
Like, just roll up on him and, like, have somebody say that, you know, she pregnant, something like that. And he, like, just be cussing whoever out. But, like, Martin, no. It's just a prank. It's a prank. No, that's just something stupid I threw out. But,
well, this is just off the top of my head. The only thing I could think of was, I would hide George Washington's teeth because they said he had wooden teeth. That's the only thing I could think of when you said that.
And his wig.
Right. Because they was doing the most back there.
They weren't doing the most. Ugly wigs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you would
hide his teeth.
Okay. I like that. So y'all, if you could play a prank on any historical figure, who would it be? Who would it be and what would it be? So just leave us an audio message so we can play on the show. Okay, so another thing is, what is something you predict that will exist in 10 years that does not exist today? So, like, why we're thinking. So, like, back in the day, I don't know when it came out, but the Jetsons, they predicted some stuff that we do today.
Right now.
I was like, what in the world? So, like, the way, because stuff is always changing. They saying that Social Security going to run out.
Well, you know why they predicted that Social Security going to run out? Why? Because they knew they was going to let all them immigrants in the country. And they're getting our money, which is, I believe that you're supposed to help people, but don't give them my money because I work too hard for my money. I'm serious. It's not fair to us because, anyway, that's a whole new show.
Ain't right.
I was about to start being like,
So what is something that you predict that would exist in 10 years that doesn't exist today? Oh, so what that wouldn't, Social Security wouldn't...
I would hope that
I'll think of something.
I wouldn't say it doesn't exist today, but it seems like it is fleeting. I'm hoping that morals will come back. And I say that because nowadays, like in the music, it's no they're not telling stories anymore. They're just saying a whole lot of raunchy things. Some music is no method to the madness. It's just madness.
Yeah, you know, you sound old right
now. I do sound old.
You know how, like back in the day, like, ooh, this music, like back in our day.
But I say that probably because I'm a lyricist and I was listening to songs and I'd be like, what? It doesn't, like, it's not saying anything. It's like you just think you can just get a beat and say anything, and then I'm pissed off.
Are you talking about rap or anything? Because there are some artists that I'm like, okay. So like some new artists I do like.
Yeah. I'm not saying all, but some of them you'd be like, but what I hate is when you turn on the radio and a song start playing, you'd be like, hey, and then it'd be a remix and they start saying some other words. I'd be like, get your own music. Leave our music alone. I do sound old, but I don't care. That's how I feel.
Well, since we really didn't answer that question right. Name one of your embarrassing moments. I have one that I
just you go first.
Ooh, okay, y'all. So
pass that book, girl. I gotta think about
this. This is so embarrassing. Okay. So I can't believe I'm saying this. Okay. So, okay, not too long ago was Valentine's Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and Mr. We had a nice chill Valentine's Day. We had a compromise. So, you know, here at the house chilling, you know, he brought dinner and we watched. Well, actually, he watched. I was falling in and out of sleep. But it was just, you know, just that time I wanted to spend, you know. The brother son, which I already recommended on this show here. And, you know, we were cuddling, you know, on the couch, right? So the way we were cuddling, I was like laying on my side, which made like a lot of chunk of my backside was like on his chest.
Did you?
And so, you know, we had our our snacks and stuff because I gave him he loves the lemon iced Hostess cupcakes. Mm-hmm. So I gave him a box of that for, you know, so something. I had my own box. So, you know, I was reaching over, you know, so I was, like I said, I was snacking in and out of sleep because I was feeling real good. I took a little something, so I'm feeling real good, you know. So, and when I was up, I coughed and at the same time passed gas right on his chest. And I wasn't, because again, you know, I took a little something. So I'm like, was that for real? I'm like, did that happen for real? I'm like, did I just, I said, was that for real? So he was like, and he got up. he was laying down.
So he got up.
But thank God it was just air, y'all. It was just air.
Ooh,
it was
like, girl, if it would have been a stinky poop poop,
I was like, well,
I guess
we just got a little closer tonight. I was like, oh my God.
I'm trying to think of an embarrassing moment. Well, since you said the poop thing, I guess an embarrassing moment would be I was with some, my guy and a couple of, this was with all guys. Mm-hmm. And I did poop. And it was
loud.
It was a little noise.
Didn't think it was going to be.
And I said, silent. And I said, excuse me, because I'm a lady. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys that's my friend was like, you don't ever say excuse me. You never claim your fart when you're in a room full of people. You just do it and you just don't say anything. And I was like, well, I had to say something because I knew I did it, but nobody else heard it. And he was like, you never do that. You never do that. So I learned guy code that day that when you poop in a room full of people, you're not supposed to say excuse me.
I don't know. But that's not like, it's...
Well, that's what I was told by, and everybody agreed. And I was like, huh? I'm such a girl.
I know. I like, say excuse me. I said excuse me. But what I do in my sleep, that's a different story.
Right, because
I know I'm in my
sleep. You're in your most relaxed state when you're
sleeping. Yes, and he mentioned to me, you know, I like, I know. So he was like, okay, so that's what we're doing is on there. I'm like, oh no.
Right. You don't want to play that game. Then I walk up, he be right here in your face. You be like, wow. You be like, ooh. I would be pissed off if somebody did that to me on purpose.
But yeah,
but
that was
play like that, but
mm-mm. Yeah, girl, that was.
So did you feel like Pepe Le Pew?
No, again, I was feeling really good. So it's like, oh,
well, at least he understood.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah. But like I said, he was laying down. He got up. I was like, oh, I said, you don't have to do all of that. I was like, it do not smell. Which is like, again, it was just.
But
there.
Have you ever been with somebody and it did smell?
No.
Not you. I'm talking about them.
No. I can't remember. Maybe I can't. It's nothing. Is I can't remember. But I've never. Been with people who just do it.
I mean, people don't do it on purpose, but like you said, if somebody was asleep.
No, when I'm asleep, I'm asleep. So I'm not hearing anything or smelling anything.
She sleeps, she gonna be
like, girl, it's crazy.
Like, I was asleep. What you talking about, Willis?
And it's the craziest thing. It's like my body knows when somebody's sleeping over. I'm like, it just want to be, you know, be super like a trumpet. City,
like,
you know, like want to play taps on my, you know, coming out my ass. I'm like, when I'm by myself, it don't be doing all this.
Okay, I can truly say now I feel closer to you. Thank you for sharing that wonderful.
And with everybody else, okay, I'm authentic. I'm authentically me, right. Y'all. Whatever.
Me too. I get it.
People, like I tell you, I'm like, it's a natural thing people do it. Anyway,
they told me, you never clean your fart. I said, what? Well, poot.
Right. My mother would say have that. I do not fit. Say that word.
My mother would die. I'm She'd like, be like, don't mama. You ever say. My mother said,
I am like your mama.
I guess I'm rebelling because we were never allowed to say it. So now that I'm adult.
No, I used to say it when I was a kid. I did to me. And I don't.
We say pass gas.
And yeah, like, I say pass gas or poot. But, like when I was younger, you know, I would say
that was like a cuss word. We were
for us, it was kiddish.
My mother was like, that's filthy.
I just think it's kiddish and not ladylike. Again, ladies,
pass gas.
I'm not, no judgments. I'm talking about for me, I don't say that word because
for me
it's
and
not
my
ladylike.
House, we say pass gas.
Okay. So, yeah. So, yeah, there you have it. What was your most embarrassing moment? It's okay.
Do tell. And don't leave out any details.
Right. So we can play it on the show. Go to that speak pipe.
Plus, we won't see your face. So
exactly.
And you don't have to leave your full
name.
Unless
we know you. No.
Right.
I'm like, isn't that such a sad thing?
You don't have to leave your full name. We won't disclose.
Right.
Full
no,
name.
We would not. Never. No. All right. So our next segment is Kamek Hayes. What's tubing on Tubi?
Well, what's tubing on Tubi is a movie called Connected Through Blood. It is written by Makeva Allibritton. She is an actress who was the lead actress on the series The Dirty D, season 1 and 2. She played the main character that was in love with the police officer. And so she wrote this movie. This was her first film. It's a little different. You will have to check it out to see for yourself. But I just want to say, from filmmaker to filmmaker, I applaud you for doing your first film, putting it out, being brave, and congratulations on that.
We might have to get on the show, maybe.
Yeah.
And tell about it.
And a shameless plug, I am acting in it as well.
Hey.
So I'm really proud of you, Makeva. And good. I'm proud of you.
She's it's on Tubi now?
Yes, it's on Tubi now. It's on Tubi and it's also on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I just saw a movie this weekend. It's called Clear Mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a group of friends. You know, they always meet up, you know, at each other's houses, like couples.
Mm-hmm.
And this one particular time, one of the friends, the couples, their child died. And the mom, let's just say she gets revenge.
Yeah. Sounds about
so,
right.
It's pretty good.
Is it interesting?
I was entertained. It's called Clear Mind. And it's not like an all black cast. It's Kadeem Hardison was in it, and his wife. They were like the only black couple. But
so what's the black couple whose child died?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was about to say okay because that would make me. I was not, oh, so we got to all.
Yeah. So it's classified like as a thriller. Yeah, suspense thriller. Yeah. It was pretty I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Well, Clear Mind. There you go,
y'all. Clear Mind. And Connected.
Through Blood. Okay. All right. Tubi movies that you can check out. All right.
Check it out.
Our main topic, y'all, because you know we are a grown podcast. And
real
we talk
grown.
About grown-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about these dating,
age gaps
in dating.
Yeah.
So what brought it about was what's her face? Drea has been in the news.
Yes.
She's 39, I believe. And she is dating a, what, 21-year-old?
A 21-year-old, and her son is 22. Mm-hmm. That is like, I have a 26-year-old son. That is like so cringeworthy to me for you to be sitting up there dating somebody that's the same age as your child. And I know that people can say, oh, age is nothing but a number.
And it is.
But,
it is, to a certain extent.
But it didn't hurt that he was in the NBA and just got signed to a contract with millions of dollars.
So even. We know she wants the bag. Because the person bank. That she is, she wants to carry the bag.
That part.
But, so, cause we want to talk about how big is
too big.
Man or woman. Now, I don't know why it's more susceptible for a man, his old ass,
it's not a child. First of all, I'm going to say this. I am a totally grown woman, and I don't want nothing old. And I ain't trying to be ugly. He would have to be an older gentleman that is fine, but be young and lighthearted and want to have fun. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But to me, it would be weird for me to date a man who's around my son's age. Plus, mm-hmm. my son would be like, what you doing? And I don't want to hear, right. No, I'm grown and I can do what I want right. to do. Sometimes you do have to consider your family.
And we were talking about this at work, too. I was like, there is nothing like a 20-something-year-old. This is just me, and I'm 47. So it's nothing like 18 to 20 something, any 20 whatever can do for me. I mean, I know, again, you got Cher. You know, she had her boy toys over the years.
Yeah, because Cher had Loot. And of course, she gonna take care of him.
Spending all my time raising you.
Now she got a boy toy that's younger than her. Her kids are livid because he's a lot younger. He's an African-American young guy, and they are pissed because she's losing her mind.
African-American.
Probably a little bit both. just a little bit of both because, mm-hmm. When your parents get older, you want them to enjoy their life and stuff. But then if she pops up at Thanksgiving dinner with somebody younger than you, it's like, what are you doing?
back on this the age gap, I knew of someone through my ex. His person, she was hella young, I was just like, ugh. And I understood that because he wanted kids, because he was already like 50, I think. And this was like several years ago. And she was hella young. And, and she did. She, gave him a child and all of that. And I was just like, I don't know. I look at you different. Am I judging? Yes. I'm sorry. I am. I'm just like, ugh. It's just disgusting.
I think it's weird.
I think anybody who can be like your child.
It's weird. It's super weird. And I hate, this is what I'm hating right now. And I've had to have this conversation with some people that I know. Mm-hmm. Men, if you are 60 plus years old and you meet a 20-year-old or even maybe a 30-year-old, she wants to get with you because you are three steps away, if not one step, or if not
a
retired.
Lot of them know that. They know that.
Retired. That's what they want. They're there for the bag.
No, I'm saying, but the guys, they know this.
Some of them do, some of them don't. Some men in their minds get this thing in their head, like, she makes me feel young again. Yeah, she makes you feel young again when you're looking at her and she's 12 and you 100.
Not 12.
I'm just saying. And so I had to tell this one guy that I work with, he was flirting with this young lady. She was about 18. Mm. And I'm just looking, I ain't saying nothing. And he's married. Mm. So, and she's flirting back and da 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 da. And then so he's like, yes, I still got it. And I told him, I said, you have a wife and children. Mm-hmm. So you love your wife? He's like, yeah. I said, okay, well, let me paint you a picture. You are a successful man. You're making like 90 to 100 grand a year. She is a waitress. She doesn't make, $12 an hour, if that. She looking at you to be a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
But nowadays, these young women don't just want you to be their sugar daddy and stay in their place. They want to get pregnant by you and you be paying 18
secure
years.
The bag.
18
yeah, they want to secure the bag.
They want to secure the bag. Yeah. So what's going to happen is she's going to get pregnant by you, hypothetically. You're going to have to take care of her and that baby. You're going to lose your wife and your two children, and you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life because you're going to not only have to pay alimony to your wife and take care of the kids you already have, you're going to have to deal with this young chick who doesn't know probably anything about life, don't know how to take care of a baby, and you might end up with a baby and be by yourself with the baby.
Girl.
So just sometimes you just have to think things through. Now, in the situation with Drea, she secured the bag.
Oh, she secured
she wanted
the bag.
To. She saw that yeah. young boy. He mm-hmm. don't know nothing. Cha-ching. He coming out of. He just got this $1 million contract. She said, "I need another beneficiary for 18
years." I wonder
years.
What his mama.
Benefactor. Girl, if I was his mom, I'd whoop her ass. we on a grown show. That's right, what would happen. Right. I think I would pull her to the side because men seem to glorify when their sons get with older women. Oh man,
yeah, that's true.
That's what's up. Is it?
Because, you know, I hear stories and I watch different podcasts, like men podcasts. I do mm-hmm. like to watch men podcasts to get that male perspective. Because mm-hmm. A lot of times, I'm like, okay, I can. I like to get that perspective, you know, especially dealing with, you know, with the man that, you know, when you're dating. And a lot of the guys have the testimony where they lost their virginity to somebody way older.
I've heard that so many times.
Way older. And I'm
the
like,
babysitter. I was like 10 and she was 17. I'm
right.
Like, what?
Or, you know, teenager, you know, 14, 15, 16, and she's like in her 20s or 30s. You know, that's like, baby, you
were abused.
Yes. You were raped, baby. You were
I'm sorry. It's so funny. You were raped, baby.
You know, that's statutory.
Yeah, that rape, is.
You know, and it's like, But like you said, like the fathers or the uncles were like, oh yeah, you know, all right. But let that be on the other way around.
You wouldn't want nobody doing
you would
that to
want
your daughter.
That man to be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
it's taboo.
While there's a age difference and age gaps, because one hand, like we said, age is not about the number, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm dating somebody who's younger, you know, we still in the same generation, but
oh, really?
I'm like, you know, 3 years shy of 2 years older than him. So we just round up and say 2 years, but,
you cougar, you
robbed the cradle, but, but, you know, I know some people who there's like a, 10 year, 14, 12 year, 14
I know people
year,
who they have
know.
30 year gap. And
wow.
I think that that's
30 year gap.
An older man, younger woman. Actually, I work at, I can't say that. But it's a guy, and yeah. And he's 60, and he met a younger woman. He was raising his daughter, who was from a previous relationship, yeah. But he was a good dad, taking care of his daughter. She's like 10, and he met this younger woman, and of course she, oh, I love your daughter, da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been together now for 2 years, and she just had a baby, and she's pregnant with another one. So
what are the ages?
Of what?
Of them.
She's 28 and he's 60. And he's like, well, she's really good with my daughter. And I know that she's young. And now she done popped out these babies because she doesn't have a skill set. She don't have any. Sometimes, you know, she didn't have any children, but she ain't have anything to give him, I would say, other than children. Because she was helping him take care of his daughter originally. And then she saw how good he was taking care of his daughter. So she was like, sure, he can take care of me. And to secure, it's like now that's like a thing, like to secure
it
the
is,
bag. I might
is.
Get pregnant, have a baby, and then he going to be with me. Or that's at least the thought.
That is the thought, but it's no guarantees.
It's not.
It's really no guarantees.
Absolutely not.
But yeah, I think there is a such thing as too big of an age gap. Well, come on, what y'all got? What you really got in common? Come on.
Especially if it's 20 and 30 years. That's a big age gap. What do you think about, remember Marcus Houston?
Girl.
That weirded me out when he married
his
friend's daughter, and he knew her since she was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
that was weird to me because I was like, well, did he?
It's a few of them. Paul Walker, you know, before he died, you know, he was with a teenager.
Kobe was with she wasn't that much younger than him. Kobe Bryant. Right? Yeah, she was younger. When he met her, she was underage and he dated her. And then when she got of age, he married her. But when he was dating her originally, she was younger than him. She was underage.
Yeah, okay.
I just feel like it's no way that with that big of an age gap that people are emotionally secure enough to even fathom that the only thing you can really have in common is sex.
True. And I think, and this is not true of everyone, but
I mean, there are some.
But no, what I'm about to say. And it's true of a lot of people, but it's not true of everybody. A lot of men and probably women too get with extremely younger so they can control them and
mold
so
them.
They can do what they say. You know, it's all about a control thing. And because they dare wouldn't get away with stuff with someone of their own age.
And most young girls that date older men have daddy issues, just like a lot of younger men that date older women have mommy issues. And so that's my question, like with this young basketball star, where was your mother at? Or did you just go out to the club? I mean, he's fresh out of everything. He don't know nothing at 21. And she been around the way, honey. Around the way.
She's been around the world and
I can't find my baby, but she's been around the world and I'm gonna have another. Who the hell wanna have a baby at 39 and you not married? Yeah, she do, because she wanna get that money from that young basketball star. And she don't get it too. Unfortunately, because they have nothing in common. And she not gonna want to try to marry him and be with him because he don't know nothing. Just like when Keisha Cole got with that young guy. It lasted for a little while. It was fun, but it didn't last.
Right. And that's the thing. A lot of those, it might be fun, but at the end of the day, come on.
Same thing with, who was it? Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore.
Oh, yeah.
She got with him and he was the same age, just a little bit older than her daughter. And it lasted for a while. But after a while, what happened? He wanted kids.
And she was like, I'm good.
And it wore off. Whatever it was wore off because he wanted to be with somebody that he could relate to. He couldn't relate to her. Why did he get with her? Because she did G.I. Jane. That body was banging.
Right.
And he probably had a crush on her. Yeah.
You know, when he was little.
Just like Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. She had a crush on him when she was a little girl. And he got with her and that didn't last either.
Ooh, you know, she dating Jamie Foxx now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, they look so weird, but
they do. They don't, whatever.
And then that was his boy. I'm like, how can you get with your boy's wife? Yeah, like, what is that dynamic?
All the damn time. All the time.
But Jamie, I was upset.
If he likes it, I'm right.
If you like it, we love it.
So we know he don't date us, you know. He don't date chocolate factory. And you know that's fine.
Preference. Yeah, but that I just, so what we're saying is I think we in our humble opinions, it's better to get with somebody in your age. I can't even see 10 years. I can even see 15 years. But when you get past,
you can.
I mean, depending on the situation.
I think 10 is cutting it close. That's just my
thing. I'm just trying to play the devil's advocate and say 15, but you 15. Because, I don't know. It's just weird. I wouldn't do it.
It depends. You know, look at, what's her face? Terry McMillan, you know, because how Stella got a groove back.
Yeah, she got a groove back.
Based on her life.
Yeah, she got it.
And now, where is he now?
With a man and, and he took all her money.
He did.
And please stop going on these vacations to these foreign countries thinking that these beautiful men or women are just so in love with you. They trying to get that green card.
They're trying to get citizenship. Okay. They don't care how you look or whatever. They're trying to get that green card.
I was seeing on
America. I like to be in America.
No,
everything's being America.
No, I love Rush Hour 2. Chris Tucker, when he was over in China, he's like, America? You want to come to America?
It's just weird to me to see an older man with a younger woman, especially sometimes when you have kids with her, because I saw this one thing, this guy was like 70 and he had a younger woman. And I was just like, that's so unfortunate, because you're going to be out of here before your kids even get to, you're not even going to be here to raise them. You're like their great grandfather.
Great, great. In today's society, they shoot. You have grandmas at 35.
14? No.
So this is just our opinion, y'all, you know.
But we want to know, what do you think?
Yes. What do you think, there's a such thing as too much of an age gap? If so, what is that number for you? Or do you think, hey, age ain't nothing but a number. Let people live. And if a 60-year-old want to date a 25-year-old, so be it, right?
I like the way that lit went. All right. Okay. But so again, we want to hear from you. So please reach out to us at speakpipe.com/Cam and K.
Yes. And you guys, I don't know if you watch Love is Blind or anything on Netflix. Mm-hmm. You know, they have these cups, these goblets, these wine goblets. And I had to get one because Love is Blind is back. And if you, I'm going to be talking about it on Facebook page, All Things Cam and K Facebook page, if you watch it. I know my sis here don't watch, so because Love is, I saw the first six episodes already, and it's something else. But this is where these the Netflix.
And they always say that love is blind until they see each other, and then some of them be like, oh hell no.
And it'll be they said love is blind, but they said marriage is an eye opener.
That's what they say. Or when I see you, it's an owl.
So thank you guys for tuning to
Clink. Until next time.
Bye.
Goodbye. I'm going to have to scoot over next time because I'm over here. I'm like, am I in the monitor? Or the monitor is not the same as the camera.
It's the same.
See, I'm like over here. I had to like lean over. My back was like, girl, get off me. Uh-uh. You know what I'm saying? Because like I was cut off.